The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Howdy, and welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, the podcast where we read the worst reviews in the most dramatic fashion. I am Christine.
And I am Alex. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
And welcome.
Welcome to our thing.
Yeah. What was our theme this week? I came up with it.
Lord knows.
And then the patrons chose this one.
Oh, that's right. That was this. Yeah. Okay. It was hospitals in Boston.
Yes. And then you gave me the challenge of finding a review of an airport where someone flew into the wrong airport.
That's a good one, Christina. Good job.
Yeah. It was a challenge, let's just say that.
You don't look happy.
No, it might be a disappointing episode for many.
Don't start the episode like that. No, Alexander, you can't say
that.
Yeah,
you're right. Normally you do that.
People will literally turn us off. Okay. Don't.
Yeah, don't do it yet, quite yet.
We're tracking your ISBN number. Nope, ISP number. ISBN is on a book.
Your IP address?
Oh, yeah. What did I say?
One? You said ISBN number, and then you said IP.
I said ISBN, like on a barcode.
ISBN.
We're also tracking that, so.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it'll be fun.
Yeah, this is a fun one.
I can promise.
Sure. All right, let me get into my reviews of hospitals in Boston.
Great.
So my first one that I found was of Boston Medical Center, and this is from Reagan.
Okay.
2 stars. Meh. I've seen better food. And a
You have? You've seen... No.
It's not... They didn't even say better food in a hospital. They just said that they've seen better food. And
I
really hope so.
I think that's a brag a little bit.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we fucking get it, Reagan.
Food must be real bad in Boston, if that's something to brag about.
They do sell hot dogs on the street, much like we talked about.
Yeah, Home Depot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But mostly just outside bars, which really is a nice way to go home.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's all for that one.
I wish it were longer because it's so ridiculous.
I know.
But I guess
wonder what else they have to say about the food.
Short and sweet.
Okay, then my next one is of Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center.
Yes, know it well.
1 star from Indian. This is all caps.
Oh, good, good.
A worker that goes by the name of Joaquin goes to work smelling like marijuana and is very rude. Definitely would not prefer anyone taking care of me under the influence. End of review.
All in capital letters.
Yes. And they spelled marijuana MaryJuana.
So I think what they're trying to say is marijuana and you're really fucking it up.
Marijuana, yeah.
Wowza.
I give them the benefit of the doubt.
I don't know why, but sure.
It's kind of my role.
It is your role.
Yeah. I would agree with them, though, that I don't want anyone under the influence of anything to do any medical stuff to me.
I have rough, IV veins. They don't show up on my arm and et cetera.
But at the same time, if you can't even spell marijuana, how do you even know what it smells like? And how can you tell? I don't know.
Maybe. If somebody were on cocaine or Adderall, I'd be like, sure, you can put an IV in me.
Really? Okay, Adderall. Okay, but
maybe not cocaine.
In your mind, those are just the same thing.
Well,
basically.
I just mean like hyper. You know, I feel like if you're stoned, you're just like, I don't give a fuck about putting this vein in or this needle in properly.
I guess.
I also have a needle phobia, so I can't really give this up.
Maybe if you're like, you feel a lot of pressure at work and you're like, I need to chill. And then you do.
That's what Xanax is for.
Perform better. I'm not saying I also want someone to smoke pot and put a needle in me.
I think that's exactly what you're saying. Ugh. And everyone knows it. Also, just even take a fucking edible, then nobody will know.
Yeah, like this, like regarding the smell.
A marijuana one.
I feel like they would. That's why I'm like, why would anyone show up to their job at a hospital smelling like weed? But then again,
I mean, a lot of people do that.
I know. I give people too much credit sometimes.
Everywhere smells like weed in California.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
But this was in Boston, so.
Well, no comment.
My next one is of Kearney Hospital. I bet you're familiar with that one, too.
Kearney? Yeah. Are you calling me a Kearney?
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
C-A-R-N-E-Y.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Oh, wait. That's I think that's a town outside of Boston. Okay. Sorry.
Well, it's in Dorchester.
Yeah. Oh, my friends that live there.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
At the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Maybe this is about them.
They smoke too much weed. They can't find their way out.
Okay, this review is from...
stupid. I'm sorry.
Too bad. This review is from Cherise.
Okay.
One star. Oh. They operated like they're still in the early 1800s. It's a horrible hospital, and their parking is just as bad. If you're going to die anyways, then Kearney is the place to go. End of review.
Okay, I want to clarify real quick. I don't know if you know the answer, but I'm just sweating thinking about it. When they say they operate like they're in the...
I literally was wondering the same thing. Are you saying, like, do they use those outdated practices?
Oh my God, they do lobotomies at this place.
Yeah, exactly.
Dorchester, what the fuck? I just, like, I just heard they operate.
I know.
And then, like, 1800s and everything from sawbones.
I'd like to assume that they meant they were just, like, behind the times and overall.
Like, their parking meters operate
exactly,
like they're
that kind of stuff.
Oh, God, I sure hope so, because, wow, that really makes me sweat.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
I have a feeling that they'd be in a little bit of trouble if they actually did that. And I feel like people would know. Not just Cherise on Yelp.
Don't get me started on the healthcare system of the United States. Actually, don't, because I really don't have much intelligent things to say. But yeah, no, I agree. I would really hope that in a major city would not be the case, but you never know.
I did just get my blood tested at a doctor's office here in LA.
Yeah.
And they can't even scan the results to me or
Why?
Email them.
Oh, I thought that was a HIPAA thing when you told me that.
No.
It's not?
I don't know.
It's probably a HIPAA thing.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay, then can we... Well, it's a racist.
No.
No.
Leave it.
What do you... What?
I'm the expert, and I want to be smart for one second.
I'm the one who actually edits these.
I want to be smart for one second.
So what's wrong with scanning my results? No.
Well, emailing them. That's why I was saying they probably have a patient portal thing.
Oh. Well, they definitely don't have a patient portal.
I've never gotten results emailed to me, but they're definitely online.
Got it. I guess that makes sense.
Anyway.
The last time that I had blood tested was in 2014, and I had them emailed in my email, but then I remembered that they were because I took photos of them and emailed them.
To yourself?
To myself. So I would have them.
So you broke your own HIPAA violation?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Yes.
Got it.
Okay, I have one more review.
Okay.
This is of New England Baptist Hospital.
Okay.
This is from John. This is a one-star review. They allow you to go online with free internet service, then block you from viewing a website from a legitimate legal business in Massachusetts. Their reason is, this business sells guns.
Shut the fuck up. Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. Sounds like Joseph Stalin is in charge at New England, communist.
Stop. Stop it. I want to frame that one.
This person
please.
Couldn't freaking access a website where they like to purchase guns on.
It's like the most absurd thing I've ever
at the hospital using their Wi-Fi and wrote a one-star review and called them communist because of it.
I truly thought
what?
I thought we were gonna go in the direction of like I was just trying to buy a Hooters muscle shirt online and they wouldn't let me because of boobs or something, but guns is
seriously.
Like a left turn.
Yeah,
a very right turn, I guess, but point being yikes.
Yikes.
Is what
Big
my
yikes.
Point is.
You're at a hospital.
Can you imagine you're like a nurse or something And I mean, you're probably super stoned, but like, then you look over and someone's like on their phone, on their tablet, just like looking at assault rifles.
No, absolutely not. I would not. I don't want to imagine that. But like, why do you have to do it at the hospital? That's what I don't understand. Why? Like, why is it so necessary for you to prove that they're communists?
Something. Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Obviously, it's a principle.
Wait till you're discharged.
It's a matter of principle.
Or have someone else do it for you, or use your cell phone and use your data plan to do it.
I'm hoping this person's not being discharged.
This was a month ago, so by now, who knows?
All right.
Who knows?
Yeah, a lot of places to look out for in this country. Last year it was the Home Depot.
Yeah, last
that
year.
That caught on fire, arson.
We've been doing this. That was a year between these episodes.
There's a lot of violence at hospitals. It's like really scary. Yeah.
No, I've watched The Dark Knight.
I really thought you were going to say Grey's Anatomy, and I was like, be quiet.
Oh, I watched a lot of Grey's Anatomy. I was planning on referencing it.
I had a feeling.
I'm only on season 6, though, so please no spoilers for the next 20 seasons or however many they have.
Like 48, I think.
Something about, yeah, with 25 episodes each.
Sure.
It's ridiculous.
And
we needed to take a break. It's so much.
It's a lot. I stopped at a certain point. What season are you?
6.
I think I went through a breakup in college and after college and watched, I think, 6. I laid in my, like, how old was she? Like 9-year-old sister's bed and watched like maybe 6 seasons of Grey's Anatomy straight. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, okay, I'm cured a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I kind of moved on. But it is
makes
very...
you feel a little bit better about life when you're like, at least I'm not experiencing any of this.
The stoned nurses are everywhere, really, exactly. Is what it is, what it's all about.
Everyone's buying guns.
Oh my god, the assault rifles in that show.
Oh man.
Shonda needs to calm Shonda down with her communist agenda. I almost said regime.
Shondaland.
I think it's Stalinland is what it's rule. Called. Shondaland.
Shondaland. Yeah,
it's
that's her communist country.
It's not a democracy anymore.
No, anymore. When was it? Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. How about you go ahead? Uh-huh. I'm all out of reviews.
Can you imagine if we had, like...
a talk show? No.
That's kind of where I was going.
I figured.
Like, sometimes, like, when I...
like, free reign to just talk?
To, like, give our opinions out? Like, no wonder people get in trouble for saying
look
shit.
What happened here. We started 15-minute episodes, and now we're at, like, 45-minute episodes because we won't shut up about things.
I don't know why people let us do this, is what I wonder. And then I found out my sister and Blaze, my mother-in-law, are listening to this, and I still can't shut the hell up. But she will. Hi, Sherry. She
hi,
will
Sherry.
Listen to this because they're from Connecticut, which is nearby. And Cy, Blaze's brother, works in a Boston hospital, and I'm not gonna say which one.
Oh, I was like, are you reading a review?
I am. Yes, but I review multiple hospitals, so
okay.
It is a mystery.
Okay.
But so I think she might be, and she's also a nurse, so really stoned all the time. No, I'm just kidding. Oh God, I'm gonna get fired from the family. Anyway, here we go. Okay,
Let's hear them.
So I have, my first review is by a guy named Filippo?
Oh, Schlippo the Hippo.
Thank you. I thought you were going to say that.
Yeah.
My dad had a stuffed hippo named Schlippo the Hippo. That's really the end of the story.
He still has him.
Yeah, he sits on the windowsill by the coffee maker.
Yep.
Okay. Filippo.
Stop saying it and just continue.
I even practiced it
there
on the couch.
There are so many times that we don't even read their names, so just go for it. Like, it doesn't matter.
Phil gave a 1-star review of the North End Community Health Center. The North End Community Health Center violates family privacy law. There is a very strong feminist agenda throughout the place. They are irresponsible, judgmental, and narrow-minded. Awful place. Okay, so that review...
Okay, that's it.
Yes, that's part one.
Okay.
That's the first review.
There is no basis for any of these
things. Well, feminist is capital F, so I think that should tell you everything you need to know.
That he respects feminism and...
Yeah, they're a proper noun.
It's a proper noun, yeah. That was icky, and I don't even know what the reasoning is.
It's unsettling, and that one, I will say, was August 16th, 2013. That was the first review. Then,
That was in 2013?
Yes.
When he thought that this person is living in hell, right? Well, actually, no, heaven, considering he's president.
Yeah,
but
we flipped.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. Maybe at the time he was going through something. It's much like our friend, the beer guy, the Belgian beer man.
Yeah.
Remember?
He said... Yeah, except the opposite, actually.
Right. He had the opposite flip where he said, God forbid Trump becomes president, because then I will move to Belgium.
Yeah.
RIP, I hope you're doing well.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Phil, 2 weeks later, wrote an updated review of the same center. I'm just going to read the update. Just imagine that, like, every couple words, the first letter is capitalized.
Okay.
For no apparent reason.
Out of respect.
Right, sure. My son's pediatrician told me that my son was required by law to get a vaccine.
Oh, no.
I was unsure, so I returned to ask the head of pediatrics. She also said he was required by law to have it. I then looked online and asked the patient advocate to look into it, and she said it was not required by law that my son have this vaccine. These people are arrogant, irresponsible, atheist, feminist, stupid liars. End of review.
Oh my god. Okay, what?
None of those last six words were capital, by the way.
Okay, of course. Out of disrespect.
Clearly.
Okay, but where does feminism and atheism come into this?
Oh, all over.
All over?
Yeah, they converge really quickly.
Wow.
I think they go hand in hand, really. Joseph Stalin's in there, too, I think.
Oh, my God.
And so is weed. No. It's like a really big mess, these hospitals.
Did you see the city that this is actually in? It's sponsored. Is it Shondaland? Is that it?
It's propaganda? Is that what you're saying? Is it?
Oh, no.
The NSA is going to tag this episode.
God, what a mess.
Yeah, so that's the North End Community Health Center. So if you don't want to vaccinate your kids, don't go there, I guess. It's the moral of the story.
Okay. And if you don't want to deal with feminism and atheism.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
And really, why would you? That's my question. Okay, so this next hospital is the Brigham and Women's Hospital, which is near where I used to live in Boston. I actually have three reviews of this location, but I picked kind of clips.
Okay.
Like little highlight reel. Mm-hmm. Highlight reel.
Give us the highlight reel.
Okay. Glenn, 1 star. I would rather bleed out in a ditch than ever get treatment here again.
Jesus.
Nicole, 1 star. Nursing staff, F-. Unreal experience. The nurses are very rude. No empathy, no compassion. I wouldn't take my enemy to this hospital.
That sounds like a nurse summed up, right?
Oh, no, right.
Anyone who goes into nursing, the only reason they do is because they have no empathy and no compassion.
Right, I think that
makes sense, right?
It makes the most sense. The resounding qualities of a nurse, for sure. Mm. Sarcasm, please, yeah, God, don't get mad.
Please, Sherry, I'm sorry.
Sherry's great. She's very empathetic.
No, she really is.
She sent me a chocolate bar this week. Literally.
That's sweet. Oh, yeah, you told me that.
That's so kind. That's and a little booklet, a pep talk. Yeah. It was the kindest thing. Okay. Next review is by Mr. B.
Mr. Bean?
Mm-hmm. It's very quiet. It's just movements. So Mr. B gave this hospital, Brigham and Women's, 1 star. And I'm going to read you. So Mr. B wrote a long list of, like a laundry list of complaints. And I did not want to subject you to like all 45. So I just picked 7 brief ones.
Okay.
Number 1. Doctors are dismissive, evasive, and rushed.
Evasive. I'm like picturing them sneaking through the hallway. And like,
in cloaks.
Yeah. Just hiding, but like the patient looks away and they like jump under the bed.
They're evasive, but they're also rushed. So I don't really understand that, but whatever.
I don't know.
Hair thinning impacts a lot of us. In fact, over half of us will experience hair thinning at some point in our lives. It's not only common, it's normal. Join the over 1 million people who are doing something about it with Nutrafol. I know you've probably heard this from me a million times, but I've been using Nutrafol for years. I have gotten compliments from people who've known me my whole life asking how I got my hair to look so much thicker. I've always struggled with thinning hair, hair loss, just thin hair in general. And so, you know, it's been a lifesaver to have Nutrafol, and my hair feels healthier than ever. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And it's Mother's Day, so what a great gift idea. Wink, wink. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code BEACH2SANDY. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code BEACH2SANDY. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code BEACH2SANDY.
Number 2, beware! Dangerous antibiotic-resistant bacterial infections, which are treated by heavy doses of antibiotics, which weaken the patient further. That's it.
Like, okay, they have antibiotics? Is that what they're complaining about? At a hospital?
I don't know. I don't know. I guess. Like staph, okay. Maybe?
I mean, like, that makes sense. Like, certain antibiotics. Like, you know, it's a scary thing sometimes. But it's a freaking hospital.
Right. Number three. If you mention vitamins, supplements, or even healing teas, they look at you like you're an alien.
Because they're like, why would you come to the hospital then?
I want my dandelion root right now.
Just do that. That's fine.
No wonder they're evasive.
Complain about the hospital. Just don't go if you don't want to go.
Yeah, I would hide too. Number four. They feed inpatients junk food loaded with preservatives, artificial dyes, neurotoxins, GMOs, and sugars.
Oh.
I mean... Yeah, this is America after all.
Yeah, true.
That's all I have to say. Number five.
That one I'm like, yeah, they probably do. Yeah.
Right. I mean, sure. I think probably every hospital kind of does. Except the one Reagan went to before.
Oh, yeah.
Before Reagan saw the one.
Yeah.
She's seen a lot of really good food. Yeah, so.
True.
Meh. Number five. This is probably my favorite. Every person who has surgery here ends up with an infection.
That's quite the failure rate.
It is. And
it's impressive, honestly.
Quite a statistic. Right.
Yeah.
Someone do a study on that, please. Right. I don't know where the hell they got the statistics for that, but wow. Number six. Probiotics, Epsom salt baths, bentonite clay, vitamins, massage therapy, and all natural healers are taboo.
Okay.
Just
like,
what do you expect? You're
that's,
going
that's
to
that's what it bothers me. Like,
a hospital in a major city where they treat with went to medical school. They don't.
I think it's very possible to find a nice balance between things, and like, there are natural things that are very healing and good for you and can really help.
Bentonite clay,
yeah,
as a face mask. Oh, sorry, I hit myself in the face with the glass. I use bentonite clay as a face mask. Very good for your skin.
Yeah.
Okay, but I don't go to Blaze.
Take CBD for stuff, you know, like stuff like that.
And emergency room and ask for dandelion root tea.
Why are you giving a 1-star review? Because the hospital doesn't do those things. Go to their doctors for that. Like,
I just realized something.
Like, what?
I think they have a capital F feminist, capital A atheist agenda. They're probably copy and pasting this onto every U.S.
No, that's a good point.
They're just like, oh, this is the downfall of, you know.
They probably have an agenda and are trying to influence people who...
Right.
Okay. Well,
it's a thought anyway.
That you know what?
Mr. Bean.
That was really, a thought.
Whew, that was a thought. That's really all
if
that
I've
can be said.
I've ever heard one.
Now, I also have another review of Mass General Hospital. And it is a 1-star review by John. This is my last one. This is wild, by the way. This hospital sucks, and so do its employees. After being assaulted and brought in by ambulance bleeding, I would never recommend this hospital to my ex-wife. Anyway.
Wow.
I asked for a glass of water and was restrained and held down and drugged against my will.
You know what? This went exactly like it sounds. I'm sure.
There's definitely no head injury involved here whatsoever.
No.
Oh. You need to learn how to bleep out on your thing. Oh, and Nurse Jackie, that... was...
What do you mean bleep that out? Okay. Oh, wait. Oh. Okay. 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 Let me explain.
You thought I was talking about the TV show Nurse
Jackie.
Well,
I was going to... Were you going to ask me to bleep out the Jackie?
No, the C word.
Okay. Oh. See, that's what I thought was you meant for someone's name.
Oh.
So you said Nurse Jackie, and then I kind of started to say... Why would I bleep that out? It's a TV show everyone loves. And then I realized what you said afterwards, and I was like, oh.
And then I looked you in the eye and screamed,
stop.
Okay. Oh, and Nurse Jackie, that was way too eager to cut my expensive shirt off on her power trip.
Oh, this sounds like a freaking patient in Grey's Anatomy.
I think he was watching Nurse Jackie, actually, on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Truly. Isn't she on drugs? That's the whole point of the show, right?
Yeah. I haven't watched, like, the first two episodes, but yeah, that's the entire point of the entire show.
Right, okay. F that place and its shit staff.
Did they really say F?
F, instead capital
of
F, yes.
Writing out fuck?
Yeah, but they also wrote with the C hashtag, what's that called? C number sign.
P. Pound sign.
Whatever. See pound sign percentage sign.
Octothorpe.
All right. Are you done?
Yes.
See?
I think that's all the words I have for it.
Octothorpe percentage T.
Oh.
But then F that place, right? And it's capital S.
But how did they spell the C word?
C. Octothorpe percentage T. Are you just trying to make me say it again?
No, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought they wrote that out and refused to write out the other ones.
No, no, yeah, that's they wrote, like, it with special symbols.
This freaking guy, man.
Oh, no, sorry, yeah, he wrote it with special symbols.
Okay. At least, so it's all okay. That means it's all okay, right?
Could decode them.
You don't know that.
He could be saying, that...
Christ.
That Christ-like figure who ripped my shirt off.
Yeah, on her he power was trip. Into it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That club...
Wait, it ends in a T, right?
Yeah. Oh.
That cyst.
Oh, that's cyst. That's probably actually ruder than...
Exactly. No, it's not. Continue.
Okay. That's it.
Oh, finish. Okay.
Fiend.
Wow. I wonder what kind of shirt that was. That's my main...
It's very expensive. He actually had written another review. He did the same thing with the updated review, but it was almost exactly the same.
Like Brooks Brothers?
Well, he didn't specify the shirt, but he did say he was like... beaten up in a parking lot and bloody. And I'm like, so your shirt was already... your nice Brooks Brothers shirt. Okay, no comment.
God, what the heck happened? I mean, that's scary and stuff, but like...
I had some
obviously
bad...
Obviously letting it out on this hospital.
I loved Boston very much. I miss it a lot, but I had some wild experiences with people there.
Were you involved in this?
My memory's a little fuzzy.
Mm. Remember someone yelling Octothorpe at you, though?
I do, and...
And your fists flying.
My shirt was ripped. Nope, okay. Never mind. It's not the same when I say it.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. But my ex-wife, I wouldn't even tell her to go,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, don't.
That is the story of Mass General. So that was a little array for you.
Mm-hmm.
We went from...
I think I know exactly what I'll do when I go to Boston. That's hopefully not go to the hospital.
Get beat up in a parking lot.
Yep.
Perfect. That's that on that. Okay. And now I need to know what happened here.
Nothing great. That's the problem.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's
no, I
too
just
hard.
Struggled because a lot of the reviews I found were of transportation companies, like limousine services, taxis that said, oh, they dropped me off at the wrong airport. I told them this one, they dropped me off at the other.
Oh.
And those don't work because it's literally not.
It's like LaGuardia versus JFK type. Friends, yeah. Friends sitcom.
Yeah, my first thought was, oh, I'll do Ontario Airport in California.
Oh, okay.
Because once I flew out of there and saw Ontario, CA, and I'm like, fuck, I got the wrong
That
flight.
Really, you're right. That's very confusing.
I was like,
confusing.
Oh, it's Ontario, Canada? What? How the hell did I do that? And then I'm like, oh.
I don't have my
CA
passport.
CA also means California, doesn't
right,
it?
Right, right, right.
Yeah, so, but I couldn't find anything there. But here's a review, not of an airport, but of an airline, EasyJet. This is from TOFA.
Airline EasyJet, okay.
And it's a 1-star review.
Okay.
This is a terrible airline. They should have landed at Southend Airport. Due to fog that cleared in 5 minutes, they landed us at Stansted Airport and told us that we could pick our car hire up at Stansted due to being the same company operating there. When we went to pick our car up at Stansted, they said we would need to pay another £300. We went back to EasyJet customer service. They had all gone home. So we had to get a taxi to Southend Airport to pick our car up another £45. And on top of that, they lost our hand luggage that they insisted we put in the hold. We've been through the phone calls with baggage reclaim, and guess what? They found it still at Charles de Gaulle Airport and said they would put it on the next plane to Southend Airport. That was December 19th. Guess what? They have lost it again. There is nothing about this airline that is easy.
I want you to please do that again because it was clearly in a British accent and you really fucked up.
No, they're flying from
hand luggage? Are you kidding?
France, Charles de Gaulle, so they're it's
so
a French accent.
They learned English.
It's a French
Fine,
accent.
Do that then.
No.
Okay.
I can't do accents. That's one of those things that I just cannot do.
Me neither. Cannot.
Hello, governor.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Hagrid.
I was about to read. I can't do it. I can't do it.
You can't read?
Okay, next.
You have another one.
Kind of.
Okay.
This is this is a very different. Okay, this is a redemption of Pierre Elliott Trudeau International Airport.
Oh God, how hoity-toity is that, huh?
And it's from Ken. It's a 4-star review. Thank you to Nancy H. for pointing out I had negatively reviewed the wrong airport.
Sorry. What's his name? Ken?
Ken.
Ken, bud. Okay.
I have not had any issues with this Montreal airport. So, I will post the bad review according on the right airport in Toronto, the Pearson International Airport in Toronto. End of review.
But he didn't give 5 stars, he gave 4.
No, 4. That did bother me. Like, it's a redemption, but not
After
quite
everything
there.
Nancy did for you.
I know, Nancy H. coming through. I could just that picture really that exchange. Oh, Ken,
Sorry.
It appears that you're mistaken.
Sorry. It's true, though. I went to Canada for the first time recently, and they were so kind and genuinely polite and kind. And I was like, they weren't kidding about this.
My one experience in Canada was at a Chinese restaurant where no one was speaking English but me.
They were speaking French?
No, Chinese.
They were speaking Chinese.
They were speaking Chinese.
Well, I don't know if you're in Quebec or something.
I was not.
Okay. Well, that's an interesting turn of events. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was with my friend Simon and his dad.
There's a very big Chinese population.
So, yeah, we went over there and had some Chinese food, and they just, kept piling it in front of me. I'm like, I don't know what I'm eating. It
you
was
know
so good.
I'm lying. I saw Lisa perform, across the Detroit border in Canada.
Okay.
But I don't remember what it was called.
Oh, I don't know either.
The security guard was really rude to me.
Like the border control?
No, the actual guy at the venue.
Oh, at the venue?
Yeah.
Sorry.
He asked if Americans know how to use a light switch, because it was one of those where you have to put the card key in the thing. Anyway.
That's so shitty.
Yeah,
what
it was very
heck?
Rude. But I went recently to Vancouver and they really reformulated my opinion of Canada. Beautiful place.
I would
place.
Love to go to Vancouver.
Beautiful place. Cool. That was actually really entertaining. I really liked Ken's.
I thought that was a nice finish. Huh?
Little redemption that he didn't quite go all the way.
Yeah, almost redeemed it, but yeah.
But alas, Ken from Pittsburgh. Okay. So, cool.
Yeah. So how about I tell people where they can find us?
Mm-hmm.
Then I have a listener review.
Great.
And we'll reveal our theme and challenge for next week.
Fantastico.
Yeah, you can find us on Instagram and Twitter at Beach2Sandy, Facebook at Beach2SandyWater2Wet. Our email is beach2sandy@gmail.com. Our website is beach2sandy.com. Our YouTube channel is youtube.com/c/beach2sandywater2wet. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/beach2sandy, and you can buy our merch at shop.spreadshirt.com/beach2sandy.
Damn, you did all that from memory.
I did it.
He has his arms behind his back like he's in a...
I'm so freaking focused.
He's giving a student presidential campaign in the eighth grade. It's really nice.
I lost, but...
Well, you won in our hearts, though. You were runner-up.
It's something. It's something. I'll take it.
Runner-up out of 2, so don't feel bad. Cool.
Wow. Okay.
Sorry.
That was a nice way to end this.
I'm projecting.
Okay. Thankfully, I have something that will redeem all of this.
Okay.
A nice review from, I guess, Alexandria. That's the full name.
Oh.
This is on Apple Podcasts.
You don't have to be so salty about their name. Okay.
They gave us 5 stars. Feel free to do the same, and we might read yours on our free radio show.
And wouldn't that be nice?
Something for everyone. Have you been left with a feeling of emptiness, dread, hopelessness of humankind after listening about a murder?
Sure.
I know I have.
Is that... Sorry, are you throwing shade, Alexandria?
What? Oh.
JK.
We don't know what you're talking about.
JK.
Head on over to Beach 2 Sandy, where you are uplifted by the charm of Alexander and Christine's wit.
Aww.
This podcast is always filled with laughs and possible stomach cramps as a side effect.
Oh no.
Whether the laughter comes from ignorant customers who can justify not flossing for the rest of their life due to their, quote, career choice, or the lack of intelligent management who think giving alcohol to a 2-year-old is amusing.
God, I forgot about all these crazies.
I know, this is fun.
This is great.
Oh my God.
Write us a full recap. This
is
fun.
Yeah, trip down
Alexandria.
memory lane.
Oh, Really?
Alex and Christine have the perfect balance between amusement and logic when reading these reviews.
Aww.
First time I've heard something like that, that we're logical about these.
Correct.
Yeah.
I'll take it, though.
Yeah.
I'm just going to grab it and run.
It's the first time, but just keep giving that to us. Mm-hmm. Garlic fries? You got it. Ugly strippers? Of course. Big toes? Duh. And don't forget horrible museums that include dinosaurs. There's something for everyone at Beach 2 San Diego.
Alexander, do you take notes during the episodes? Because I don't remember. I mean, now I do, but I would not be able to list off that many.
Oh, well, no.
Fun facts.
I mean, every time that I write the description for the episode,
yes,
I have to like re-listen to it as I do it. I'm like, shit, I forget
if
everything
I
that was in
this.
If
I go 10 minutes after listening to the edited version that you send me, I already forget what the hell we talked about.
The amount of times you've texted me, what's the challenge for next week again?
I just
what's
don't
the
know.
Challenge? And you can literally just listen to the episode, but you just text me it 10 times until it finally sticks.
Because you respond to me.
I do.
You've set the bar very high for yourself.
I'm
okay,
good at
I'm
what
sorry.
I do. What can I say?
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
So,
my brain is very full.
How about you give me. Empty your brain of this next thing. Tell us what the theme is for next week.
Okay, so this is in honor of. My new and beloved in-laws.
Oh, they're new ones?
Yeah, because I...
That's not Blazes?
I got married in October.
You have different ones? Oh.
Well, new.
Well, I knew about them. New-ish. I just wondered if they're, like, newer ones.
Not that I know of. And this is in honor of them. And also, I mean, I just brought this up incidentally, but Aunt Lisa, who's Lisa Lampanelli, comedian, gem and a half, who was actually here last night.
She was.
I wanted to do something in honor of her. And so the theme for next week is comedy clubs in Hartford, Connecticut.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
that's pretty close to Boston, too. We're just making a little tour, tour. No, it's a good
one. All just reminded me of them. And if I'm not mistaken, Blaze used to watch Lisa perform in Connecticut. So.
Cute.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
So that goes out to them. They probably stopped listening already, but...
You ready for your challenge?
Yeah.
You actually mentioned this establishment earlier.
Hooters.
Yep.
What?
And I wrote this before. Like, I
really?
Swear I came up with this beforehand.
Why is that on the... Oh, we just watched a YouTube video. Okay.
This is a review of a Hooters that mentions a medical procedure.
Stop.
Kind of like combined our hospital theme with Hooters on the brain.
Question.
Yeah.
Does the obvious count?
Like a boob job?
Yeah, plastic surgery.
It can if it comes to it. Ideally, no.
Really? Okay. So we're going with a nice little roundabout, like... Still medical related, moving to Connecticut.
Exactly. We're just kind of making a tour through through the universe, through the almanac.
Just cartwheeling our way through hell.
Yes.
Cool.
I'm excited.
Me too.
And this means that we can go to Hooters and film a video there one day.
I only go for the wings and the articles.
Have you been to the Hooters?
I have not.
I have.
Remember when Dad went?
No.
He still complains about it to this day.
Oh my God, of course he does.
He complains about the dressing on the salad.
Do you remember when I went?
No.
I got a text from well, that's kind of a spoiler, but he texted my buddy Logan, our buddy Logan, and he was like, hey, I want to take you to dinner, because I was home over Christmas, I think, last year, and he was like, I want to take you to dinner, and I was like, oh, okay, where? And he was like, oh, this place near my work.
Stop it.
And I was like, okay, and he's like, I'll pick you up, and so he and his
Shady.
Boyfriend Nick, they picked me up, and
by the way, neither of them have an interest in boobs.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is they brought me, and they, like, we pull into this one place, it's like a Hooters, right next to it is, like, this weird steakhouse, and I'm like, we're going to the steakhouse, and then Logan's like, no.
Logan,
like,
what the hell is wrong with you?
And he was like, I just want to see what you're like in a Hooters. He
Ew.
Literally just brought me to watch me
with
react
his boyfriend?
And talk to the waitresses. And stuff. Like, he wanted to see how... And
you just know
thank God he didn't tell them it was my birthday or something. Like, he didn't go that far. But he was just, like, sitting there giggling.
Giggling, exactly.
Yeah, watching me. And I'm like...
You know.
I was so uncomfortable.
When was this?
This was not this past Christmas, but the Christmas before.
Oh, I was picturing you were, like, 16.
No.
You were full-fledged adult.
Yeah.
Adults.
I was mostly uncomfortable because Logan was sitting there laughing at me the whole time. When I was ordering everything. And I was just like...
You look like teenagers.
It's a fond memory, though. I enjoyed it.
I now find it a fond memory.
No, it was fun. Then we went
adopted.
To Dave and Buster's, so it just night got even better after that.
Gosh, what
good
a...
good times.
Wholesome day that was.
Ugh, anyway.
Guys,
Hooters
what a
on the brain.
Fun time we've had today. What a hoot, am I right?
You are so right.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I usually am.
Let's flap our wings and get out of here.
All right.
All right, bye, everyone.
Who are you talking to? Sorry, let's stop.
Okay, we're done.
Okay, bye.
Bye.